I've always been aware that I had a strong judgmental streak, but in the main, this was directed at myself, and this seemed acceptable. I was always my own judge, jury, and executioner, and it was a very self-punishing way to be. But I could always justify it on the grounds that I was a bad person anyway, and deserved it. It took a long time for me to recognize just what a block to training this attitude is, and how self-destructive. But over the years there has been a growing understanding of the hows and whys, and a growing acceptance and offering of self. And then, last year, after 2 years working with victims of abuse, I found that I'd somehow reverted to old ways of thought, and was laying all my judgmental feelings onto abusers. I was horrified to discover the depth of hatred and vindictiveness in me. I wasn't just wishing the torments of hell on the perpetrators, I was also judging them as being totally outside of the eternal, and therefore beyond mercy. Worse was the realization that I was justifying this attitude, feeling virtuous even, because, don't you see, compared to them, I was a good person. But training wouldn't let me continue to play games like this, and I couldn't escape the increasing inner discomfort and the realization that something had to change. I came to understand that not only had I to find a way to include all beings in my meditation, no matter what my judging opinion said, I also had to accept the unpalatable truth that what drives others is not a million miles from what drives me. There are many different forms of abuse and many different ways of abusing. One thing was for certain, it was just too painful to stay in this place of judging. And so I sought refuge. I spent 5 weeks at the Abbey. 5 weeks and no solutions. I had 3 days left, and I wanted so much to use them well, to not give up. But all I could think was, roll on Thursday. I'm tired, I'm weary, I hurt all over, and I'm brushed off. And out of nowhere came this old familiar carping voice saying, what good has coming up here done? Things are worse now, not better. You've not tried. You're useless. A waste of space. And just as suddenly came the words, stop judging. Stop being so hateful to yourself. You have not wasted this time. You have worked hard. Offer. And then I heard, as clear as a bell, let flow the golden tide, and I saw a great golden wave, curling and breaking, flowing down, engulfing everything in its path. No thing, no being excluded. All receiving equally. And nowhere was there a withholding. I saw that all of us are embraced in this tide. It enfolds us simply because we exist. Nothing gets left out, and nothing needs a justification in order to be included. And of course this is so, because the tide is the love of the eternal. A gift freely offered to all, in all places, in all circumstances, at all times. My understanding of this teaching was not immediate and unfinished. Rather, it was something which gently unfolded, allowing me time to take in what had been shown, time to see what was being pointed to. I was given the opportunity to look at things with fresh eyes, and the teaching which unfolded for me was the infinite compassion of the Eternal, and the understanding that the flow of this love is unstoppable, and where it flows and to whom it goes is absolutely none of my business. I don't have to concern myself with how to pray for any being, much less struggle with who is worthy or who to include or leave out. And for me to try to exclude any other being from this love, whether by ill-wishing or spite, by criticism or by judging them as evil, is impossible. And if I did still try to do this, it would be me who was damaged, because in trying to block the flow to another, I can succeed only in blocking it to myself. I saw too that in the offering of merit, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to worry about whether I'm doing it right or if I've got the wrong attitude. All that is required of me is that I take this self out of the frame, leaving only the offering. The golden tide will take care of the rest. There was also an understanding that love underpins the universe, and this is not diminished by the existence of suffering. I've never had any doubts about the First Noble Truth, but I always had doubts about the world of suffering not being different from the Buddha land. But since seeing the golden wave, I realized that the two don't stand against each other. And finally, I saw that to let flow the golden tide is not a command to me to do something to bring this flow about. It is a gentle instruction to not impede it, to take opinions, shoulds, oughts, judgments, and all such things, and gently consign them to the compost heap. What I can do is do my very best to be still, to meditate, to offer. In this way, I can play a part in adding to the flow of love. And in this way, all beings, including me, benefit.